in Seattle, Seattle. And you need to buy yourself a home. We'll be right there for you, because we're the realtors that you can trust. So go to RodandConsidDow.com.
Don't go anywhere unless you want to. It's the Ron and Don Show, starring Ron and Don, and sometimes me, at ronanddon.com.
Hey, you guys, welcome to the Friday edition of the Ron and Don Show. We call it Real Estate Only, and it's where we talk about real estate and what's happening in the great specific Northwest. Also, we talk about strategies if you're a realtor or you're thinking about buying, selling, investing, or you need to coach your realtor up. We're going to share something today, a strategy when it comes to negotiation that we use a lot that I think is very important. You can't do this in every deal, but Ron, you can do these in specific deals. In fact, we had a realtor do this with us the other day, and it was really interesting because a lot of realtors don't do this, all right? So let's talk about this strategy when you're thinking about going out and buying a real estate property, all right? By the way, he's Ron Upshaw. I'm Don O'Neill. We're realtors in Seattle, Washington. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to ronanddonsitdown.com, and we can sit down with you today and talk about your real estate journey. We do sell the sound. We got a phone call the other day from a guy named Henry, who's a realtor. And Ron, this is really interesting because what Henry did is what we usually do, and we were pretty impressed with it, right?
Yeah, so what I do when I'm building a listing, and I don't see this very frequently when I'm representing a buyer, is I put out basically an instruction manual, and I put it in the listing, and it's to tell the other side what is important to our clients and kind of what is important to us. And so in this instructions sheet, it will say, like, let's say you had a client, for instance, that wanted to close this deal as quickly as possible. Well, I would put in the instructions, hey, the most important thing to our clients is a quick close. Or you could do just the opposite if someone needed extra time. The most important thing to our clients is a 45-day close. So you want to identify, I put out there in this form, here's what we're looking for.
And a reason might be, for instance, let's say your clients say, hey, we bought a house, we live in Seattle, we're moving over to the east side. We don't close on that house, though, for 45 days. And so we don't want to go live in a, we don't want to close on our house and go live in a hotel or an Airbnb for a couple of weeks. We'd like to stay where we're at in this house. So a longer close is important to us. Someone else might say, hey, I'm getting transferred out of state, or we just had someone get transferred out of the country. I want this done. I want a quick close. I'd like to close this thing in 2 weeks if I can. And so what Ron will do is he'll place that in the offer instructions. And a lot of times when a real estate agent calls you, what they should ask you is, hey, what is important to your seller before they sit down and actually craft their offer? There's a lot of real estate agents that don't do that. And so knowing that they don't do that, Ron spends a lot of time on the listing side, really preparing the listing and saying, hey, here's all the work that we've done to the house. Here's all the receipts for the house. Here's the inspection report. Here's the work that we recently did. Here's why our clients have loved this house and loved this neighborhood. Hey, here's where we can find the manuals for the way that things work in the home. So setting all those things up along with offer instructions, it takes a lot of work. And to be honest, a lot of real estate agents don't do that. But back to this strategy, because Henry called the other day.
Right.
He read the offer instructions, but he still called you, right?
He still called and he said, hey, this is, I know you guys have an offer review coming up. I have a very interested party. How can we work together to get a deal right now, to get a deal today?
Because he knew that we had open houses coming up. He had been to our open house on a Friday night. He knew that we were placing a lot of pressure in the neighborhood. This was our house of the week. We were putting it all over social media. We were marketing not just on the MLS like every realtor does, but we were marketing very heavily, even with mail, in our newsletter, radio, social media spots, everything that we do to add value to a home and we're selling a home, he could see all the pressure. And then when he showed up to the open house, we did a twilight open house. We had beverages there. In fact, Michelot Loans fed everybody. He could see all the people that were in the house. And also his potential buyer could see all the people. They could see all the interest. They knew another open house was coming up on Saturday and Sunday. And so one of his questions was, how can we do this deal? And how can I do this deal now before these other open houses and other interested parties get involved, right?
And you would be surprised at how many times I've just gotten out of the blue offer will show up in my inbox. Never talked to the person, don't know who they are. They don't know who their client is, have no idea, never spoken to them before. And they'll just, and I want to say that it's millennial agents, but I've seen it from non-millennial agents as well. And they'll just, you'll see this offer out of the blue with zero communication. Even sometimes we've had some situations where we've added something very specific in our offer instructions, and it's going to be a multiple offer situation. I remember one where we had 17 offers, and my first round through the offers were all the people that paid zero attention to the instructions. And it's like, okay, we have 17 offers. These six people didn't even read what we put up there. I'm just going to put them in the no pile right away. And I felt badly for their clients of those six agents, but they paid zero attention. And you just could look at it. I was like, you didn't read anything. You didn't pay attention at all. That's an immediate no. So now I'm down to 11, and now I can thin the field a little bit more. But with Henry, he called and said, what can we do? I see what you guys are doing. I see that it's going to be successful. You're going to get the result most likely that you want. How do we work together here? And let's he goes, before I waste your time, Ron and Don, I want to make sure that my offer is going to have traction. So before I spend all this time working on the offer, all this time communicating with my buyers, all this time working with finance, what's it going to take to get this done? Let's talk about the terms before I even write it. And you tell me what your people want. And if we can agree verbally, I will memorialize that in writing, and then we can take it from there.
Yeah. See that conversation? The conversation is he's wanting to know what's important. We let our sellers know, and in this case, our sellers are out of town. But we tell our sellers, hey, stay in contact, because we think on this house will be an early offer. Sometimes it's important to wait until the offer review, but sometimes we're going to create so much pressure that there's going to be more money and better terms, especially if somebody has missed a home before. Right. If somebody has missed a home or missed a house, they've been looking in this neighborhood. They haven't been able to find it. I have this happening with some clients right now that have flown all the way from California. They're staying in one of my Airbnbs and they are looking for a house in a particular neighborhood. And it's really hard to find a house right now in this neighborhood. They're here for a month, 5 weeks. And so they're just waiting for a house to pop up. In the meantime, Ron and I have been on the phone calling realtors saying, hey, do you have any homes coming up in this neighborhood? Because we're interested. And we've actually just found three that we're going to be able to show our clients, but they don't have a for sale sign in the front yard yet. And one of these folks may be willing to actually sell this house off market, right? So that's what your realtor needs to do. Calling other realtors. Do you have anything coming on? So anyway, back to Henry, we were able to talk with our clients. And again, we knew what was important to them, but we wanted to confirm. And so we kind of went back and forth, talking with the agent, talking with our clients, trying to figure out what was important to them. Sometimes a realtor will do this and maybe you even agree on terms verbally, and then on their side they back out, which is okay. That's okay. They have the right to do that. But once they write that contract and they send that contract over and we agree to it and we sign it, now we're mutual and it's time for both sides to perform. So in this particular case, what we were asking for this particular house and the way that we would like the offer to be written, we had all the leverage. We had all the leverage. So we could basically demand what those terms are going to be. And there would be a lot of people that wouldn't be able to perform those particular terms. And I'm not going to go right now into what those terms are. And maybe we'll talk about that at a later date. But in talking with our clients, we had to say, hey, if we're able to do this deal and do this now and put this together on a Friday night versus waiting next Tuesday to the offer review, they want this off market and they're willing to pay for it. They are willing to pay for it. And not only are they willing to pay for it, they're willing to pay over. And then they're also willing to meet all our terms, absolutely all your terms. And what we had to share with them is on offer review day, we can't guarantee that someone is going to offer these terms because these terms are amazing. Will these terms show up on offer review? Maybe not. And will this buyer, this potential buyer on a Friday night, will they show up on offer review? Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. And sometimes they don't because they found another property. Other times they don't because they got their feelings hurt in the deal, right?
Yeah, that has happened a lot. I want to ask your question in this scenario because I've seen it before. You get a phone call like this. You work out the terms. Then a few hours later, it comes over in writing and they've changed some terms and they didn't let you know about it. How do you handle that?
Depends on what the terms are. So give me an example.
So let's say someone said, I'm going to give you, $750,000. And then the offer comes in and it's actually 730.
Yeah.
Or we're going to waive inspection. And then the offer comes in and they didn't waive inspection.
Yeah.
And so you feel like it's different. Something is different than what we talked about on the phone and there's no heads up to it.
No, we had this happen a number of months ago. In fact, we had this happen during the holidays and we had an offer that came in and the offer that the realtor and I talked about and that I talked about with our client was not the offer that was sent over. And so you and I got on the phone and we hammered him. That's what I do. I put the hammer to your head. That pisses me off. That makes me very angry. And especially when you get my client emotionally involved and you say you're going to perform and you say you're going to deliver and then you don't perform and you don't deliver, that to me is some bullshit. So I get angry, mad, and upset on behalf of my client. And then we either hammer the deal out or we stay on and get it sold. And in this case, we kick these buyers to the curb because the bottom line, the terms that he was talking about were not even close to. They weren't even close.
So let me be devil's advocate. I'm an agent.
To what we had agreed to.
I'm an agent. I call Don. I negotiate this thing. My clients have told me. Then I start to write it up and they change something. Can I call you back and say, hey, Don, I know that we talked about X, Y, and Z.
He didn't do that.
I know. But if I did... So I'm not
He changed a lot, right. And then he sent it.
I'm just
and that guy
right.
was a turd in a punch bowl.
I get it,
and he deserved to get punched in the head. And that's what I did.
If I want to be a better agent, I call you back and I say, Don, I know I said 750. I'm writing it up with my clients, and now they want to do 730.
And it depends on where you're at. If there's an offer review date coming on, then we're going to stay on to the offer review. If this house has been on 120 days,
right.
Then we might have to deal with 730, 750, 740. I might have to go back to my client and say, hey, something changed. Find out what's going to change. And then you continue the negotiation. But if you're looking at an offer review, someone has promised a specific number and then they drop their drawers 20 grand and change the terms, then we're just going to stay on. So,
yeah. So I guess my point is, if you're a young agent or if you're a client, someone that's thinking about selling or buying, your word should mean something.
Yeah.
When you negotiate this verbally, a lot of times people get FOMO, they get anxiety, maybe they get their feelings hurt, they heard a story somewhere else of something that happened and it's influencing them. They might have a neighbor or a relative or their dad that comes in at the last minute. It's like, oh, you guys are stupid for offering that. And they foul the deal. I would advise people to be very careful when you start verbally negotiating, that it needs to be, the verbal needs to be, it's not binding legally, but it, you shouldn't, in my opinion, you shouldn't be mucking that around once you get the other person to agree
verbally. And that young agent, and he was very new in the business. He called me back. He apologized. He and I still talk to this day.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't his fault.
It was nothing personal.
He should have called you.
It was nothing
but
personal.
His clients are the ones that changed
him. Yeah, they did. So anyway, the thought is, if you're on the side where you want a property for your client, pick up the phone and call. Just have a chat with them. See what's important. Make sure if they have someone as buttoned up as Ron did, that they, if they have, because there's lots of realtors out there that don't tell you what's important to their client, either verbally or in writing.
They don't even know what's important to their client.
Yeah. So they're off skiing somewhere. And a lot of them don't want your early offer. And they'll tell you something and they'll lie to you. And they'll say, hey, my client is not interested in early offers. You know why? Because the home just came on a Thursday. It's the weekend. They're skiing. They're on vacation. They're not even covering their open house. I always ask a realtor, hey, can I see you at the open house? And then they'll say, well, I'm not going to be at the open house. And they've given that open house to someone else because no one likes doing the open houses. And what's best for that realtor is to sit back, have that time off, not go to the open house, and have the offers come to them on offer review day. They don't want an early offer because it's too much work for them. Because legally, they have to present the offer, right?
They have to deliver the offer.
Deliver the present.
But like,
what's the difference between delivering and presenting?
Delivery technically means I forwarded the email to Don.
Yeah.
Presentation means that I actually talk you through the offer.
Yeah. Terms. When this offer came in, it was when we started having this conversation, I think it was 9 o'clock on a Friday. I'm out with my friend George and my son, and we're having dinner. And Ron calls me, and he's like, hey, this is coming in. In that moment, I had to put my realtor hat back on, which is a beret, by the way, just so you know, and say, okay, what is the most important thing to my clients right now? Because even though it's 9 o'clock at night on a Friday, and I'm sitting here, and I'm eating dinner with people I consider to be my family, hey, these clients are my family too, and this is the most important transaction, and I'm representing this transaction, and if this realtor, Henry, can step on the other side, then Ron, I, Henry, their clients, my clients, we got to get on the same page and make that happen, and we did. So, and the cool thing is, these two sides, they're actually going to sit down and have lunch together, I think, right? Our buyers and sellers, it's kind of cool. I love that. And then our sellers are having a going away party to the neighborhood. So I'll see you there, Ron. That'll be fun. So, hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Ron and Don Show, Real Estate Only. Don't forget, if you're a young agent out there, communicate, communicate, communicate. We were doing a sit down last night, and we always ask our clients, how do you like to communicate? Do you like to communicate in a text message? Do you like to communicate in a phone call? Do you like to communicate in an email? Do you have certain hours where you communicate? Is the weekend better for you than the evening? Always ask, how do you like to communicate, right? And then always make sure, and Ron is really good, when a deal is going to go down, when they become your clients, whether on the buyer side or the player side, yeah, role play being a buyer. Role play being an investor. Role play being a seller. Ron does it with our clients all the time. He even writes up phony contracts, right? So that they can feel the pressure that it brings. It's like practicing for a football game. And again, when you do all that practice, when Patrick Mahomes steps on the field on Sunday, he's ready for that hour or two to be extraordinary in the Super Bowl because of all the practice that he's done. So make sure you practice with your realtor and realtors out there. Make sure you're practicing for the pressure that's going to come that your clients are going to feel when that moment comes on a Friday night when you're sitting there at 9 o'clock and Henry calls and says, hey, I want to make a deal. Then memorialize that deal, write it, sign it, get mutual, and come on, let's go. Hey, you guys, don't forget if you need us, ronanddonsitdown.com. Thanks for hitting subscribe. Thanks for allowing us to be your friends, your broadcasters, and your realtors. And if you need us, just reach out. He's Ron at ronanddon.com. I'm Don at ronanddon.com. And Charlie's on the floor right now, passing gas, because Charlie, what's going on with you, man? the new treats.
Not working it.
If you need a loan, Mitch.loans.com. You need some tires, go to Les Schwab. And if you need some real estate, yeah, Ron and Don. Sam.com. Until next time, you've been listening to The Ron and Don Show. Only on The Ron and Don Radio.
Now keep your head up and your shoulders back and keep blowing that trumpet, and we'll see you next time.
Only.
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 Only
on The Ron and Don Radio Network.